What images best convey the meaning of politics in America? An exhibition at the Spencer Museum of Art in Lawrence explores this idea through photography, prints, paintings, archival political ads, and a poodle skirt. I met with Burdette Loomis, longtime professor of political science at the University of Kansas, who curated this exhibition, his first.
I was looking over your resume, and you have so many papers and books and presentations, but I didn't see an exhibition curator listed.
No, this is my first as an exhibition curator. But over the course of time, probably over the last 30, 35, 40 years, my wife and I have collected a lot of art. We have a house full of art. I have an office full of overflow art up at KU. So I've been heavily involved in art. When I was on the board at the Friends of Spencer, I talked to Sarah Lynn Reese Hardy a bit about maybe doing something over the course of the presidential election. And so that was probably a couple of years ago. And with the help of Selka Strawn, who's come on board to work with various university departments, we started thinking about what this exhibition might look like.
From a political science professor perspective, were you aware of bias, like wanting to include people from different political parties? Was that sort of a factor in decision making?
No. I think what the question was not to make it overtly political, although, for example, we do have two big photos by Larry Schwarm, and one's a Democrat and one is a Republican. So there was a little bit of balance there. But mostly the show was selected to, in a time in which we're bombarded by images, to make people step back, put a little distance between themselves and politics, and maybe take a fresh view, even looking at images that we're familiar with, older images, but images that in some sense will jar us a little bit and make us reconsider the nature of politics.
Well, you talked about drawing from the Spencer's collection, but you also tapped into the archives of the Dole Institute, and you were the interim director for several years.
Right.
I wonder if you could talk about if there were some pieces that you had wanted to put on display in some way, and this kind of gave you an opportunity.
Yeah, and the Dole Institute's a great resource on the campus, and the archives in particular are probably underseen by many of the people in the community. And so being down in the bowels of the Dole Institute, I saw a cummerbund, this ornate beaded cummerbund that was given to Bob Dole, and I thought, I have to have that. And in a more familiar vein, I'm using one of his television commercials from 1974, this classic commercial called Mudslinger that really is well known beyond Kansas, beyond Bob Dole.
And Bob Dole has been the farmer's number one hired hand in Washington for 14 years. All of which makes Bob Dole look pretty good, and Bill Roy look like just another mudslinger.
And so at some point does a commercial, and this is for Dole, but I also have a couple for Dennis Moore, at some point does a commercial stop being useful politically and somehow become a work of art.
I hope you'll be picking Dennis Moore for Congress. Thank you.
There are some interesting works, some as old as the 1800s,
right.
But there's also a photograph from 1910.
The photograph of the young girl in the textile factory. There are a couple of things. First of all, it's not overtly political, although I think politics are right there. It's clearly a photograph of child labor. This very small girl with these looms behind her. And one of the themes of the show is repetition. We have Andy Warhol's green stamps, one after another. Politics is a repetition of messages. And so I thought that the photo, not only did it say something about politics, this young girl at the cusp of child labor legislation, for example. But it also said something about repetition in industry and how powerful the machines can be, and metaphorically how powerful the political machines might be. And I just think visually, the small girl with all these spools of yarn behind her was a really powerful visual image.
Well, I noticed that in the corner there's a ballot box, and are people voting on favorite works?
Is that okay? We have not disrupted the integrity of the voting process, so I don't know. I have not seen anyone stuffing the ballot box yet, but if things don't come out right, I'm in the last few days of the exhibit, I may grab a few ballots.
You're expecting low voter turnout?
I think low voter turnout is probably the order of the day, yes.